Hey guys, welcome in. This is our first ever bonus mini episode. I want to thank my friend and fellow podcaster, Katie Ward of The Enthusiasm Enthusiast, for joining me to discuss the drama that is going on off camera with Bachelor in Paradise. Please tune in and I hope you enjoy this first ever bonus mini episode of Two Peas on a Podcast. All right, guys, welcome in. Let's bring everybody in here. Two Peas on a Podcast. However, this is the first ever bonus episode we've ever done. It's going to be a mini episode, which some of my fans are going to be like, thank God, I'm tired of listening for 90 minutes. But we're going to do a short, less than half hour episode here, and we're going to react to the Bachelor in Paradise news. Everybody that listens to this show knows that I'm a Bachelor fanatic, and I've brought along a friend of mine, a fellow podcaster. Her name is Katie Ward. She's going to join me to talk about this bombshell news from The Bachelor in Paradise and Bachelor Nation, if you will. But she has her own podcast called The Enthusiasm Enthusiast. Am I saying that right, Katie?
You're saying it right.
That is a mouthful. When you came up with that name, you're probably like, I don't know if I should do this, or did you just go with it?
I was like, this is a great idea. And then I was like, how am I going to have a Twitter handle that says that?
So. Exactly. Not to mention how many letters it is. But anyway,
yeah, exactly.
But anyway, I'm super grateful that you came to join me to talk about this Bachelor bombshell. So we can, I'm going to let you tell everybody where to find you at the very end. So if you want, we can just go ahead and jump into it. I'll just tell everybody a real quick synopsis, and then basically I just want to kind of get your reaction. And I will definitely try to chime in with my reaction as well. But, you know, Bachelor in Paradise is a spinoff from the Bachelor franchise, if you will. And on the current season that just started filming, I think like a week ago, right, Katie? Like very recently. Yeah, it only been filming for about a week. And a few nights ago, there was some what they're calling, quote, sexual misconduct between a couple of the contestants. It's been rumored that they are Corinne and DeMario. DeMario was just on the most recent season that Rachel's on right now, The Bachelorette. And Corinne was on last season with Nick. I got that right so far. Yeah, Katie?
Yes, you've got everything right. I think if we're going by TMZ, it has been confirmed.
Okay, it has been.
Those are the two involved.
You know what? I've been refreshing my news feed every 90 seconds, but the last but the last like 2 hours I've been out of the loop with my 3-year-old son, so that could be the case. So basically, I mean, I don't think maybe you know, Katie, in the last few hours, but I don't think they've announced specifically what happened. I just heard that these two folks were basically making out in the pool, and it got a little out of hand because they both had drank too much, and they halted production while they investigated it. And then I guess the next morning they ended up sending everybody home, and basically it's like a full-blown investigation from ABC and I guess Warner Brothers, who own the Bachelor in Paradise tag there. So that's kind of where we stand. Am I right? Or
well, there appear to be more details than that.
If go you're ahead.
Going by TMZ. So I don't always use TMZ as like my credited news source, but in this case, they seem to have the details that this is what they've released. So they said that that the producers told Corinne and DeMario that they would be pursuing a relationship storyline since they were both villains on their own seasons.
Of course, yeah.
And so they were drinking all day. And now what DeMario alleges is that Corinne jumped in his lap. Mm-hmm. And then they both were starting making out. And then they took it over to a pool where they proceeded to get naked, and she, and I'm using the words that I read, she put her genitals in his face, and he licked them.
Yeah, I saw that as well. So not really sure how to react to that. Now, you know, Corinne's a little bit of a, you know, she's a free spirit. We'll just put it that way on Nick's season. However, I don't really know how to react. I love her. I mean, she was always one of my favorite people, but it's ironic because I think one of the reasons I loved her so much is because she did kind of bring so much drama with her. What do you think? I mean, what do you think there? What do you think as far as her as a dramatic figure and then something like this coming out in the news?
Well, it's important to note that her side of the story came out later, and her side of the story is that she, or the side of the story that was presented as her side of the story, was that she didn't remember any of it and that she was blackout drunk. She thought the producers would take care of her, and a producer witnessed what the producer felt was Corinne's inability to consent to this type of behavior, and it was not stopped.
Right.
And that Corinne did not remember it and was shown the footage later.
I gotcha. And so, what I understand too is each of them have field producers, each contestant, right? So they have like basically a person assigned to shadow them to make sure basically that their safety is not in jeopardy. So obviously they screwed that up. they didn't live up to that. Are you placing any blame yet, or have you not really thought about that? I mean, is this the producers at fault here?
I mean, I do think, you know, someone pointed out to me, I'm in several very awesome bachelor groups. And, you know, when you go to a bar and you drink too much, typically a bartender will cut you off.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what these producers are sort of there for. Like, they do have a responsibility, especially as sober people, to protect these people. And so while we don't have all the facts yet, so I don't want to, you know, go throwing stones, but I do feel like if she came into this with an understanding that she would be protected to a certain degree and she wasn't, I think that's really, really, really sad and really unfortunate. And to your point about Corinne in the previous season, what I really liked about Corinne was that she kind of did this 180 where she came on really strong and she rubbed people the wrong way. And then as the season went on, it felt like everybody kind of was like, you know, she's kind of fun. She's funny.
You warmed up to her over time. It was honestly kind of like Nick's arc a little bit. He was kind of like that. He was kind of a villainous side. I didn't really like Nick very much. And then as his season went on, he went on every damn season the last 5 years, but as his story went on, and eventually when he was on Paradise, I was a big fan of his. And then when he was The Bachelor, I loved him. So I kind of equate it to that a little bit, because she did start out kind of like, is this chick serious? And then eventually you're like, wow, I really like her.
Right. And I think what everybody can agree on is that everyone loves Rachel, right? Like everyone, I don't know a single Bachelor fan that does not wholeheartedly endorse and love Rachel.
Yep.
And I feel like Rachel gives Corinne an amount of cachet. And I think the fact that when she showed up on Rachel's group date, she didn't flirt with anybody. She didn't wear a provocative outfit to try to attract anybody.
Right.
Like, she was really there for her friend. And I think that makes, I mean, even if she was as evil as it comes, I would feel terrible
what
this girl's going through.
But the fact that,
you know, she's already had her licks and come through it, I'm really worried that people are going to victim blame her and slut shame her, and that just really
That's definitely happening. I'm sure you know that on Twitter and things like that. That's definitely already happening, and I hate that as well. Like I said, even if I didn't like her, that's not the way to go. Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever seen Unreal? You've heard of that television program?
Yes, I've seen a few of the first season. I couldn't stick with it, but I saw a few of the first season.
Okay, well, I'm hooked on that show as well. It's on hiatus right now, but I think it's had two seasons total. But I mean, this is kind of like the art imitating life deal, I feel like, because I do think, and I didn't actually know that little tidbit until you just told me about the producers purposely putting DeMario and Corinne together because they both, you know, entice drama. But I mean, you can kind of sense the producers behind the scene kind of pulling the strings here a little bit, and then it just went horribly wrong here. Is that kind of your take as well?
I think so too. And the thing that I worry about that also came out with the TMZ article was that she was sort of quoted as saying that she has a boyfriend, so she would have never committed those acts willingly.
Yeah.
That I worry about, because I don't want it to take credibility away from what happened to her, because I'm sure people will say, if you have a boyfriend, why are you on the show to begin with?
People have actually asked me that tonight, and you know, they have a point, but my response was, well, yeah, you know, Corinne is a public figure now, so she's able to go on TV and she gets paid for it, and you know, she's probably going to get more appearances after that because of going on it, and she's part of Bachelor Nation now, so you know, and they pay these guys when they come on these shows and stuff. But, you know, that's a business decision, in my opinion. Whereas something like this happens where, I mean, obviously this is a serious allegation, then it's, that's not what's important. You know, why she went on the show is not what's right. important. You know, what's important is what actually ended up happening and who's right and who's wrong and, you know, what the outcome's going to be from that. Now that's the,
I think it's also important to note that she may have an agreement with her boyfriend too. That's like, hey, I'm going to go on, I'm going to do this, I'm probably going to make out with a couple of guys.
Right.
It's not going to mean anything. You know what I mean?
Right.
But nothing further than that is going to happen.
Yeah.
You know? So we don't know what people agree to behind closed doors.
What'd you think of, I mean, taking this instance completely out of the situation, if you can, but what'd you think of DeMaria on what happened to him on Rachel a couple weeks ago?
Well, first of all, I loved Rachel's response to
yeah.
him.
You don't have to get the fuck out, or what are you talking about?
Well, just like how she kind of shape-shifted into lawyer mode. Like,
yeah.
She was like, sweet, fun, date Rachel. And then all of a sudden, you saw her just like lock into lawyer mode, which I was like, oh, this is awesome.
Yeah.
And it's way better than like the fake, you know, law setup that they had in the beginning where she was like,
I
object, you know.
Yeah, that was horrible. But you know what? That's another example. The producers are pulling the strings because, you know, they had that ex-girlfriend come there. They're like, look, do you want to confront DeMario? Come on down to the basketball game. You know, but that's why I'm saying I'm kind of torn, because like from a moral compass standpoint, I should really be upset about this Corinne story and this stuff like that when the ex-girlfriend came to confront DeMario. But as a viewer, I'm just like, oh, my God, this is so dramatic. This is such a train wreck. I have to watch it. You know, so when I first heard the story, I was at work this morning, so I wasn't able to devote a lot of time to reading in depth about it. I was just seeing kind of like headlines and stuff like that. And my wife's a big fan, and she was texting me as well. And my first reaction is like, before I really knew any of the quote unquote details about it, my first initial reaction as a Bachelor fan was like, if I don't get to see Paradise, my life is over. You know what I mean? I need to have that for, you know, 2 or 3 months in my life. But not only that, I'm thinking, well, on Bachelor in Paradise, I mean, the goal is to like have sex in the pool. You know, you feel like everybody's making out with everybody and they're in the cabanas and they're in the pools and they're naked and they're in bikinis. And, you know, that was my first reaction. And then you start kind of hearing like what you said. I mean, of course, it was on TMZ. But, you know, if it's true that, you know, Corinne, like you said, was not aware of what was happening, then it doesn't, none of that matters. You know what I mean? It's a situation where this could have happened to a friend of yours at a club or something to that effect. You know what I mean? It takes that takes that element kind of out of it for me. And I love Corinne, like I said, too. She's one of my favorite all time Bachelor characters, really. And I've been watching, you know, religiously for a while. So,
well, I think that this is going to be problematic for DeMario any way you slice it, because he had a moment when Rachel ex-girlfriend where he handled it in a couple of different ways, and his first instinct was to lie and to act like he didn't know the person that was looking at him,
right,
and to say, who's this? That was his first instinct, and it was hard for him to come back just from that one moment in that choice, you know.
So you mean now that's kind of like his reputation precedes him a little bit?
Yeah, I think so. I think when you're looking at him right now, he's, you know, we haven't seen much from him, but everything we've seen from him is kind of dirtbaggy.
Right, right.
My
wife and I do the Bachelor fantasy. Do you do the fantasy thing on ABC?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, so I had DeMario in my Final Four before that week, before he got kicked off. I had to change my Final Four. I really liked him prior to that incident. I really did. Like, I thought he was funny, and he was very confident, and she seemed to like him. They had a connection, and just fell apart.
Yeah, he seemed interesting.
You know? Yeah. Well, yeah, I did see that Corinne said that she doesn't blame him, right? Isn't that something else I read? She's not putting blame on DeMario. It's more on the producers.
What I first read in the initial reports was that they were sort of cool the next day and everything was sort of fine the next day.
Yeah.
But I don't know what of that changed after she saw the footage. So
yeah,
I just remember
reading a little excerpt, like, you know, I think it may have actually been TMZ, but they were like, you know, Corinne does not blame DeMario, but places the blame on the producers for not assessing the situation sooner or something to that effect. So
I would also be really careful about letting her work through a couple of feelings that she might have on it. And it mm-hmm. might be her first instinct not to blame him or to feel bad toward him. Yeah. And that could change. And so, you know, when someone experiences something that is such a violation, it's going to take a little while to process.
Right.
And I feel, and it's complicated because, you know, the hard part is DeMario came out with his statement first. And he had a full recollection of everything that happened.
Yeah.
And her statement came out last. And she said, I don't remember any of it. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't look great for him.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. It's a tough situation. What do you think here, Katie? You think Paradise is done forever for this season, or it's going to come back? What do you think is going to happen here?
You know, it's definitely done for this season, which is unfortunate because there were a lot of people that I was really looking forward to.
That's brutal. I mean, I'm looking at the cast here. I mean, you got Jared, you got the twins, you got Lace and Grant, who, you know, were a couple from an earlier one. Amanda, I mean, she's like becoming a regular. Evan and Carly, who I guess split up from the last time.
Oh, really? I thought they were still getting married.
Oh, no,
you're
right. That's a different Carly. That's a different Carly. I'm sorry.
Oh, different Carly.
Yeah. Sarah. I think Sarah is the one that's missing an arm, right? I think.
Yeah, I love Sarah.
I do, too. And then Chad, who, you know, talk about douchebags. I can't believe he wasn't the one involved in this. Surprise.
You know, it's funny. Everyone that I talked to before we saw that it was DeMario was like, what did Chad do?
Exactly. And people on my Facebook said that too when I posted about, you know, oh my God, the news is like a bombshell. Everybody's like, oh my God, was it Chad? Because they knew he was going to be on this season.
Yeah, you've got to be a pretty bad guy to out awful Chad. You know what I mean? Like when Chad's like, hey, I didn't shut down production.
When Chad's over at the pool going, whoa, guys, we need to take a break here. Plus pop the brakes, then you know you did something wrong. You don't want Chad being your moral compass there. I don't know. You got any final thoughts on, so you think this season's over. And what do you think long term? Did you ever watch Bachelor Pad when they did that a few years ago?
I missed Bachelor Pad.
So that was basically it was basically the same concept, but they all lived in the house together as opposed to being in a resort. It was literally the same thing.
I feel like Bachelor in Paradise could come back from this.
Yeah.
But there is going to need to be some shifting that's going to need to happen. I think the producers dodged a bullet having the NBA Finals cancel tonight's show, because I feel like that gives them a whole week to sort of come up with what their statement's going to be, because I feel like it's important that they address it.
They haven't really released one yet, have they? ABC or Warner? I guess Warner. Warner's the
other
production
than that,
company.
They're investigating.
Yeah, yeah. And Chris Harrison. I don't think I follow him on Twitter, and I don't think he said anything. Chris Harrison.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything from him. I think, I hope they figure it out, because Bachelor in Paradise seems to have more success in making couples than the actual franchise itself.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know, but I will say this: if it means that women aren't going to be hurt, then I'll find something else to watch.
No, I hear you.
It's not worth it to me to feel like people are unsafe. But I feel like that could come from the top as far as protocol and...
I know Unreal is just a fictional show, but after watching that and seeing what the producers do on that show, you can kind of see it a little bit. I mean, we talked about the ex-girlfriend confronting DeMario, and then obviously what allegedly happened here. And I want to say there was something else... recently that occurred too, maybe even on Rachel's season, but I can't place what it is right now. But you can kind of see where, like I said, where the producers are kind of being the puppet masters there. And I feel like this is when that's not good. You know what I mean? You put these people together, put them all in a pool together in bathing suits and see what happens, that's fine. But when you're like purposely setting up scenarios that end up, you know, in this case, damaging Corinne in this case, or whoever it may be in some way, you've gone too far there. You know, there's a difference.
Maybe they can do like a breathalyzer, like, okay, we're on hour six. Like,
Yeah.
Blow into this thing. Okay, now, yes, you're okay to go kiss him. And then it's like, oh, nope, you know, you, if you're not okay to drive, maybe you're not okay to make out.
Yeah, no, it was brutal. I'm very, very depressed as a fan of the franchise. But I love Rachel. I'm looking forward to see. Who's your front runner? Can you tell me? Do you want to, spoiler alert, or you don't want to tell people?
I'm happy to tell you. I think it's Peter.
Oh, my God, that's mine. I can't believe it. That's mine and my wife's, actually.
He's really come out of the woodwork.
I also like Brian, I think. I don't really like Brian, but I feel like she has a connection with Brian. He's the other one, the guy that looks just like Peter, actually.
I'm having trouble telling Brian and Bryce apart currently.
Yeah, no, it's not Bryce. It's not Bryce. But I like them, and I like, I liked Fred, which was the kid that was in her summer camp.
Oh, that was a heartbreaker, wasn't it?
Yeah, he was like living out a rom-com there, you know? I mean, it was legit.
Yeah. But he wasn't seeing her as a person. He was seeing her in this like manic pixie dream girl mode. And it was so obvious. And I was just like, oh man, like she's not even a human to you. She's like this idol that you worship. And it was sad.
Yeah, I agree.
Because he seems like a good guy.
Well, you don't think this incident with Corinne and Demario, you don't think that's going to hurt the entire franchise, do you? Probably just the Paradise.
I think if it was going to happen during anyone's season, it's lucky for them that it's happening during Rachel's season, because she is knocking it out of the park. Yeah. I've never loved a bachelorette more. I think the guys who I thought were going to be kind of boring this season, they're turning it up. I'm super mad about Lee the racist.
Oh, that's what I was going to mention, actually. That's what I was going to mention, how the producers are pulling strings. I mean, they had to have known he was a racist on Twitter, right? I mean, there's no way they put these people on this show and don't check their social media.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. So that you have that, and then it's like that obviously came out after the fact. It doesn't look good because she's a black girl, and he's said some things against black people, and it's like, you know, okay. Which, by the way, was a storyline on Unreal. We talked about it on the show last week. So that's a exact storyline that happened on that show that I was mentioning on Unreal.
Wow, like a hidden racist?
Yeah, he was the first black suitor. So right there, first of all, Unreal did it. And then 6 months later, ABC's like, we're going to have our first black bachelorette or whatever. So that was the first part. And then the second part is they purposely put this like little skinny white girl from Alabama, and she shows up in like a Confederate flag bikini, and her family's racist, and like, you know.
Oh, Lord.
So they had that whole storyline play out, and then you find out about Lee, and you know, obviously Rachel's black, and it's like, okay, are they watching this way too closely, or what's going on here? So again, I like the franchise. I like to have that, you know, disbelief or whatever. Put all these sexy people in a room together, and let's see who hooks up and who has a good time. And the producers don't have to like, you know. I mean, you know, keep people safe, but don't set up scenarios. And I feel like that's what happened here, and it went horribly wrong.
Yeah, it's a little overproduced.
Yeah, there you go. And I think that's, as it ages, it's kind of getting more and more like that. I'm a huge fan, huge Bachelor fan. I'm going to keep watching, and I pray that this turns out okay for Corinne, because I love her.
We want to like shout out Corinne. Like, we absolutely love you, Corinne.
Absolutely. Love her.
And we want to keep you safe. And
absolutely.
Just because a woman presents herself in a sexual way does not mean that anyone has the right to do whatever they want with her. So
100% agree. And that's why I was really, really devastated. You know, and being a fan of the franchise, too. It's not like this happened on, you know. What's the one, Amazing Race or something that I don't watch. So, it hits closer to home when it's something that I watch every week. And I feel like I know these people, you know? So I'm like, Corinne, are you okay? Like, one of the things I texted my wife when I didn't really know the story, because she was kind of feeding me information this morning, and I'm texting her, I'm going, Corinne better be okay. Like, that's one of the first things I texted her, you know? And that was before I learned of what happened. So we do very much wish her well, and I know you share that sentiment, Katie. All right, Katie. I appreciate you getting with me to talk about The Bachelor, because my partner's probably gonna send you some kind of like edible arrangement or something for doing this.
Oh,
because now he's gonna have to live through it on Thursday when we tape our show. But why don't you tell everybody where to find you on iTunes and the like?
Well, Gerald, thank you so much for having me on your show. My husband does not watch any of it, so I needed to decompress and like process my feelings. So I appreciate you giving me the chance to do that.
Absolutely.
You can find my show on iTunes, Stitcher, all the different podcast mediums. And you can also go to theenthusiasmenthusiast.com. You can get the show there and all kinds of info about my amazing guests. We're on Facebook, and I'm on Twitter and Instagram as Katie F. Ward. So Katie F. Ward, the Enthusiasm Enthusiast. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Absolutely. Thank you for being here. Go follow her, guys. She's awesome. A lot of feminism discussion over there at the Enthusiasm Enthusiast. I was looking at what's one of your favorite guests you've ever had, just off the top of your head? Best interviews.
My best interview, I think, was with Dr. Anna Fisher, who was one of the first female astronauts to go through the program at NASA. And she was the first mom in space.
Wow. Did not know you did that.
Yeah, she's awesome. And more recently, I spoke with Detox from RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah, I was just listening to that, actually, right before we hooked up here. I was listening to that episode.
Oh,
yeah, that was really good. He was talking about the Pulse shooting and everything and his memories from that. And
this is the anniversary of Pulse this week. Yeah. So it's hitting all of us very, very close to home. So it was really great to talk with Detox about that.
I know, absolutely. Well, Katie, you're the best. I appreciate it. You are my inaugural bonus mini episode. Never done one of these before, so I'm going to throw it up for all the Bachelor fanatics, and I'll definitely tag you in it. And I really appreciate you helping me out and letting me get this stuff off my chest here. You know what I mean?
I know. We must grieve together.
Absolutely. We got to find something to do in August now. I got to find some kind of reality series to watch. I don't know. We'll figure something out.
I know. We're just going to be listening to podcasts all day.
Yeah, probably, more than likely. I'll figure something out, though. All right, guys. Katie Ward from the Enthusiasm Enthusiast. Go look her up. And Katie, I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
No problem. Take care.
Bye. I've got two tickets to paradise. Won't you pack your bags and leave tonight? I've got two tickets to paradise. I've got two tickets to
paradise. Thank you for listening to Two Peas on a Podcast. The views and opinions expressed were solely those of the hosts and are not necessarily shared by our distributors or hosting companies. Visit 2peasonapod.com for more info.